top of Tezayin Amalav. You got to keep your hands on the pages because we're going to move along. Yeah, top of Tezayin Amalav. We're speaking about that the world was is judged in four different times. And the Gemara is talking about which Tvua, when you say the Tvua is judged, we're talking about last year's Tvua, the Tvua that's here now. The Gemara ends up saying that that it's the Tvua that's going to be born. And the Gemara says that if a person sees that the Tvua that you planted early, or the crops that you planted early are doing well, so plant the late crops quickly, because if this year is giving you a good year, so then... And then it'll keep on giving you a good year. Anyway, the Gemara asked, who is our Mishnah? That our Mishnah says that there are four prakim, the world is judged. There's many different opinions. It doesn't seem to go with any of them. According to one mandarmer, a man is judged every day. According to another mandarmer, a man is judged every hour. According to another mandarmer, it seems like man is being judged. that the tchilas din of all of these things happen when they happen, but the soifdin happens on Yom Kippur, so then Rosh Hashanah wouldn't really work out for us over there. And the Gemara ends up saying, really, it's a new Tana. So there's a five opinions, Tana de Berabi Shmal, that says that Tchilas Din of a man is Rosh Hashanah, and we're all talking about Tchilas Din of all of them, and the soifdin of man happens on Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara speaks about the different Manda Arma that says that man is judged every day, man is judged every hour. The Gemara ends up saying that it's going out from the pasuk of Lasus Mishpat Avdoi Mishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yoim B'Yoimoi. It happens every single day. And then the Gemara goes on to why is it that these things are different judged at different times? Because these are different times when these things become relevant. Like for example, Tvua, that's because that's when that's why a person brings a carbon of Tvua before Pesach. That's when he wants the bracha of the Tvua. And also Atzeres, he brings Shtei Alechem because of that reason. And Maim, all those things. And the Gemara speaks about on the bottom of Tezayin Amad Aleph. Why is that we blow? What do you mean why we blow? Of course we blow. Why do we blow and blow and blow? The answer is because we want to be Ma'arvev the Satan. We turn the page to Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. We want to confuse the Satan. After all, why are we blowing so much? And if you don't confuse the Satan, then things could be bad. And if a person is rushed, he makes himself out to be poor in the beginning of the year. Hopefully, the end of the year will work out for him. There are three things that remind us of a person's sins. One is if he walks in a dangerous place, if he expects his tefillah to be answered, and if he gives over his he's Moiser Din Chaveroi. Moiser Din Al Chaveroi. He gives over Din on his friend and he gets punished first. Anyway, then we spoke about if a person needs to be Tahar, he has to be Tahar Dafka during the Regel. During the Regel, we want a person to be Tahar. It doesn't have to be a Kohen has to be Tahar the whole year round. But a regular person should be Tahar Dafka when it comes to the time of the Regel. We spoke about the different Svarim HaNiftachim, the different Svarim. There's the Tzadikim, the Svarim are open and closed on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishayim, the Svarim are open and closed on Rosh Hashanah. And then when it comes to the Beinoinim, so then the Svarim are open and Rosh Hashanah closed on Yom Kippur. And we also spoke about going to Gehenna and going there. It depends on, there's a lot of discussion of that's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, whatever it might be. Then we spoke about Rishayim and Beinoinim. When it comes to the end of their life, they're mitzaf tzafin v'oylem. That's the bottom of the top of Dr. Zayin Omer Al. Mitzaf tzafin v'oylem means they go to Gehenna, but then they come out of Gehenna because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, after they have been cleansed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu lets them out. Then we spoke about all different types of people. Poishe Yisrael begufan, which means they don't put on tefillin. Poishe umas ha'oylem begufan, which means they do all different types of illicit relations. These people, even if they're mechza al mechza, they get raked along the coals or whatever it is exactly. But Basil says, Rav Chesed Mate Kapi, Chesed Hashem is kind. And that's kind of where we're up to over here. It's the last middle-sized lines. It's around nine lines up from the bottom. Rav Basil, Oimrim, Rav Chesed Mate Kapi, Chesed. This is where we're up to. Over there, Yudzayin Amad Aleph, around nine lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Hechi Ovid. Again, Basil, Oimrim, Rav Chesed Mate Kapi, Chesed. Hechi Ovid. What does Hashem do? Ablazer Omer. Koyb Shoyesh. Ablazer says Hashem kind of like he pushes down the mitzvahs to make them more weighty. Shenemer Yoshiv Rachamenu Yichboish Avonoisav. That he will actually, it says Yichboish Avonoisav, he will hide his Avonis. Rishavijal Avonoisav. She never knows the oven. He'll lift up the oven. But over our pesha. So I don't know what koivesh avinosa means. If he's going to push it down, then he put that push down his mitzvahs. Okay, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. He pushes down the side of schus. So yichbish avinosa doesn't mean that he'll push down the avinosa. It means he'll push down and he'll conquer kilu by pushing down the mitzvahs. He'll make the mitzvahs more weighty, or he makes the averus lighter. Those are the two different pshatim we have over here. So Rabbi Lozer says, "Koyv shoshenema yoshiv rachamino yichbosh avanosim." We say, "Rabbi Chanina, I'm a noise." Shenema noisim avar pesha. Tana the Rabbi Yishmal, "Mavi rishon v'chein hu hamida." It just means he takes one off and one off. No, as the averus goes on the scale, kind of like removes it. V'chein hu hamida. That's the way he does it. Amar Rava v'avon atzmai eino nimchak. It doesn't mean that the oven gets put in the incinerator. The oven is not destroyed. In other words, afterwards, you know, when the scale starts, Hashem starts taking things off the scale. However, if afterwards you see that there's taka more avoinus on the scale, he puts it back on and he includes it. Rabba or Rabba Amr Kala Mavir al Midoisav. He says, any person who himself is Mavir al Midoisav. Mavir and loyal kol pshav, Hashem will also be Mavir. Hashem will forgive him for all of his sins. Shenem or Noisi Oven Va'ivar al Pesha. Lemi Noisi Oven, who will Hashem carry his sins? Lemi Sha'ivar al Pesha. So the first half of the Pasuk is talking to Hashem. The second half of the Pasuk is about us. Hashem is Noisi Oven to whom? La'ivar al Pesha, to any of us that are of our Pesha. Four lines from the banner. Rav Huna Birei Rav Yeshua Chola, she got sick. All Rav Papa Lishiule Bey, Rav Papa came to see how he's doing. Chazi de Cholish Le Alma. He saw that it looks like his world was ending. Amar Lahu, he said to the people there, Savisule Zavdosa. You better prepare for him for his journey, which means for his departure. In other words, Tachrichim and stuff like that. The Sof Iftach. In the end, he got better. Baruch Hashem. Havi Michsof Rav Papa Lemechse. Rav Papa was embarrassed to come see him because Rav Papa basically, you know, wrote him off. Amalei my chazis, what did you see? Amar, Enochanami, he's right. He was right, really. Enochanami have it. That's the way it was. Be that you did not stand on your principle. In other words, you were not like, you were not an achshon. You were not stubborn. And you did not stand, you were willing to back down a little bit. So also, we're going to back down from taking you to Olam Haba, to Olam HaEmes, I mean, and always they allowed him to live. Shenemer noisi avoin, va'over al pesha. Lemi noisi avoin, la'over pesha. And those people did things wrong to him, and he did not insist that that he be treated properly. He allowed, he forgave, he was willing to forgive. L'sheiris nachalosoi. This is the end of the pasuk. Noisi avoin, va'over al pesha, l'sheiris nachalosoi. Amar av achabar chanina, Aliyah of a koitzba, it's an aliyah. Aliyah, I believe, means that it's because it's very shmein arash, it's very fatty, very delicious. The koitzba, however, it's got a bone inside of it, or a koitz is actually a, what's a koitz? It's a splinter. Like, in other words, it's good, but it's got a little bit of tinge of bad in it. Why is that? The sheiris nachalasi below the chol nachalasi. In other words, Hashem does this, but only the sheiris nachalasi doesn't do it for everyone. So, just got to know that this is not a, you know, it's just an easy way out. Lemisha mesim atzmai kishirayim. Who does Hashem do it for? Only someone that makes himself like shirayim. In other words, a person that doesn't can treat himself like he's very haughty, like I'm the most important thing. I'm God's gift. Rather, he makes himself like shirayim, makes himself like I'm leftovers. No one really is too impressed with leftovers. Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the question. Ksiv tzadik Hashem l'chol d'rochav. Ksiv chasid l'chol ma'asav. Tzadik means he does the right thing. Chassid means he does more than the right thing. He goes over and above. Which one is Hashem? Tzadik or chassid? The answer is betchilat tzadik. Hashem starts out being a tzadik l'soif chassid. Eventually he sees and people can't deal with tzadik. Tzadik is not good enough. He ends up going to chassid. Rabbi Lazar Rami, Rabbi Lazar asked the question. Ksiv l'cha Hashem chesed. Ksiv ki ata tishalom ish kema aseu. It sounds like chesed sounds you go above the law. And kemaseo means you're doing exactly like he deserves. B'tchila ki ata tashlum kemaseo v'soif l'cha Hashem chesed. So here the pasuk is going in opposite order. In other words, it starts with l'cha Hashem chesed, even though what the Gemara's interpretation is that really what happened first is as Hashem is tashlum adam kemaseo. When he sees it doesn't work, right? It doesn't work that Hashem should work with din, then Eventually, he ends up doing chesed. That's the way that Rashi translated. In other words, it starts like this. When the Chashem chesed, Hashem does chesed, because he can no longer do ki atah tashlim yishmaaseh. I started yishmaaseh, and then eventually I got to chesed. Ilfi, v'amrila ilfa. Ilfi, and some people say it was ilfa. Rami asked the question, ksiv, rav chesed. It says on the one hand, Hashem is rav chesed. Ksiv v'emes. Emes is truth. Chesed is more than truth. V'tchila v'emes, originally, and Hashem starts off with truth, l'besoif v'rav chesed. Eventually, Hashem sees that emes is going to be too harsh, so he ends up with rav chesed. V'yav Hashem apana v'yikra. Hashem passed in front of him and he calls Amr Rabbi Yochanan. There's a very famous Gemara. Il malei mikra kasev yevshana imroi. If it wasn't for the pasuk, we could never have said this. Melamed shenis atef hakodesh baruch hu kishliach tzibur. Hashem wraps himself like a shliach tzibur. Veheraloi lamoisha, and he shows Moshe seder tvila. Hashem ki'ilu is showing Moshe how to do it. Amaloi kozman shiyisrael choytim. Whenever Klal Yisrael sins, yasu lefanai keseder hazeh. They should do the following thing. Vani moicha lahem, and I will forgive them. Hashem, Hashem. This is what he's supposed to say. This is the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachum. Hashem, Hashem, Anihu Kodim Sheyechte HaAdam, Anihu La'acha Sheyechte HaAdam. I am the same Hashem before a man sins and the same Hashem after a man sins. V'yase Tshuva, and he should do Tshuva. Kel Rachum V'chanun Amar Rav Yehuda, Bris Kruso Yud Gimel Midas. There's like a covenant that's been sealed. There's a treaty that's been sealed to the Yud Gimel Midas. She'enu Chayzvus Reikam. If a person says Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem will help. It will not be returned empty. Shenamar. Hine'enuchi koyreis bris. There you go. There's a treaty. Am Rabbi Yochin G'dor L'tshuva, Shemekras G'zardina Shel Adam. Now, Rabbi Yochin is saying something which is going to be challenged over and over and over again. So here goes. Rabbi Yochin says, Tshuva is great. Shemekras G'zardina Shel Adam. It can tear up. I mean, it's got G'zardina Shenamar. Hashmein leva amazeh. The heart of the got fat. V'aznav hachbed, and his ears were heavy to hear. V'einav hisha penyira be'einav v'aznav yishma ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rap eloi. He's going to do tshuva, and it will heal him. This is the makor of Rabbi Yitzchak. But how does he know that? Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry. How does he know that? Dimel lefnei gzardinoi. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's makraas. It tears up gzardin. Maybe it just says tshuva works before gzardin. It says it will heal him. Ksiv. What needs to be healed? If it's before Gzardin, doesn't have to heal him, just to help him. But heal him means there's something that has to be like removed. And that's if there was already Gzardin. Now we're going to ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that tshuva can tear up Gzardin. Let's take a look. Hashem bein time. A person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So what happens? Meichlin loy. Loy shav bein time. If a person doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, afilo hevi kol elei nevayos shebaolam. Even if he brings all the karbanos, all of the elim of nevayos in the world, ein meichlin loy. You see that a person doesn't tshuva, it doesn't help. It says the Gemara lokasha habi yachid habit tzibur. Ein achanami, a yachid alone by himself cannot do tshuva after Yom Kippur, but a tzibur can do tshuva. Meis, we ask a question. Ein Hashem lokecha ba. Itim the toiva v'itim l'ra. Hashem's eyes are on Eretz Yisrael. Mereshis Hashana ad acharis shana. Hashem's eyes are always on Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it works out for the good, sometimes for the bad. What does that mean? Itim la toiva. What does it mean? Ketzar Yisrael Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim Rosh Hashana. Let's say Klal Yisrael was Rishayim on Rosh Hashana. Upaskulam Gisham Ma'utim. Hashem only paskin very little rain. V'soiv Chazulahem. And then after Rosh Hashana Yom Kippur they did tshuva. So. You cannot add water. The gzera has already been sealed. So we are going to stand. This is going to be the question on Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, the gzera has been sealed. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu moirid bizmanon she'al ha'aretz atzrich alehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will therefore make it rain at exactly the times that they need, exactly the spaces that they need. HaKol lefi ha'aretz. And therefore, even though there's still very little rain, but it'll work because Hashem will make sure that the rain is dispensed or dispersed in a way that is going to be beneficial. And sometimes that's when it works out well, that in the end of the year, Hashem is still looking. Sometimes it works out bad. Kate said, let's say Klal Yisrael tzadikim gemurim on Rosh Hashanah. And they got a psak of lots and lots of rain. In the end, during the course of the year, they did bad things. To then give them less rain, it can't, because already the gzera, the decree was signed. El Kodesh Baruch Hu moridon sheloi bizmanom. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it rain, not in the right times. Al Eretz she'ena tzrichalim, on a land that doesn't need them. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. In other words, the Gzar Din of Rosh Hashanah is just that there's going to be X amount of rain. But where it's going to rain, when it's going to rain, that's going to be decided over the course of the year. Akopanim, but L'toiva mi'alikre. I don't understand. If you're saying that they started off as Rishayim, but then they became Tzadikim, so why can't you tear up the Gzar Din? I thought you said Tshuva makes you tear up the Gzar Din. So mi'alikre, the Gzar Dinayu. V'loisimlu, why can't you add more rain? You could tear up the Gzar Din if you have to, but this is another way of doing it without needing to tear up the Gzar Din, and therefore that's what we do. Tashma, Yorde Ayam Be'aniyos. Another question on Rabbi Yochanan. The people that are sailors, the people that go on the water and the ships, Oisei Malacha, they do their work, B'mayim Rabim. Hemaro Maisei Hashem. They will see the act of God. I tell you, go into the ships, if you ever read books about people that go into the water, you for sure understand these people see the power of Hashem. These amazing waves. And they get thrown around like a drunkard. And they'll call out to Hashem in their tzar, in their distress. And Hashem will do for them kindness. Hashem will make like symbols for them. If you'd cry out before Gzardin, nanin, then we will answer you. So we see how important it is, my friends, to cry out on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're not going to be answered. Hold on a second. I thought that Rabbi Yochanan said, you could do tshuva. Says the Gemara, hachanami ki yechidim dami. The people on the ship, even though there might be a lot of people there, but they're still considered to be yechidim. Why is that? Because every person comes on the ship for a different reason, for a different person, purpose. They happen to be all together on the ship, but they're really like they're, each one is their own individual. Ksak the Gemara vaitu. Toshma. Shala Bluria Hagiyaris or Rabbi Gamliel. That's her name. Bluria Hagiyaris. Yes, Rabbi Gamliel. Ksiv, it says, I don't know why it's called her, their Torah. Yeah, in Achanami. And the Shiltzis doesn't have that word. Taraschem. Interesting. Ashad Yisa Panim. Hashem does not favor people. Uksiv Yisa Hashem Panim Elecha. On the other hand, it says Hashem does. So we know there's other answers to this question. But I guess this is an answer that Rabbi Gamliel felt he has to give to her. Nitzvala Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, or Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, actually dealt with her. Amela Em Shalacha Mashal. I will give you an example. L'ma Adavar Doimel Adam Shunaisi B'chaveiro Imoneh. V'kavala Yisman Lefnei HaMelech. He made up a time he's going to pay back, and he swore in the life of the king. So that means that if he doesn't pay back, that's a real embarrassment to the king. He came the time, and Itaka didn't pay. Wow, this person really, he embarrassed the king. He came to appease the king. I swore on your life that I'm going to pay it back, and I didn't. My embarrassment, but go take care of your friend. You still owe him the money, so pay him the money. Don't worry about me. Says Rabbi Yossi, that if it's aver shibar on the mokum, then Hashem is willing to forgive. But it's been on the chaver, Hashem is not willing to forgive. So Rabbi Kiva came and he taught kan kodem gzardin, kan la'acher gzardin. Kodem gzardin, Hashem is willing to forgive. Acher gzardin, Hashem doesn't forgive. So hold on. The Rabbi Yochanan said, if you do tshuva, even after gzardin, will be forgived. Answer the Gemara, forgiven. Answer the Gemara, achanami biyachid. We're talking about a yachid. In other words, if a yachid does tshuva by himself, the gzardin cannot be torn up unless it does tshuva together with a tzibor. We did, my friend, over an amid today. Well over an amid, a nice large amid. Beis Hashem, hopefully on Sunday we're going to try to get to the Mishnah if we can. I'm going to start moving things along a little bit quicker. I hope everyone understands.